I think I first encountered the reality of spiritual warfare when I was in my early 20s. I was totally ignorant of it, and I was doing a crusade in Jamaica, West Indies. It was a hot day, and I went for a walk up in the hill country along a dirt road. And I was probably out a couple of miles from the church where I was preaching, and I was taking pictures, and seemingly out of nowhere, a short Jamaican came up and stood beside me. I can see him to this day, nearly 35 years later. He was wearing a raincoat, boots that were muddy, khaki pants, and a plaid shirt. I don't quite remember his face, but I remember that about him. And I remembered an uncanny gentleness in his spirit. But I was nervous because he was carrying a machete. And I had one eye on my camera and another eye on him. And we walked along for about a mile, and he talked to me. And he was, now we're in the peasant country of Jamaica. And he was asking me questions about world affairs beyond my knowledge. He was unbelievably articulate, obviously a peasant, but unbelievably articulate. And after a while, he said, well, I got to go. And he turned and went off into the jungle. I walked about another mile, and I came to a small village. And as I was passing through, a large, I mean a large, muscular man stepped in front of me and said, take me back to America with you. I said, I can't. He said, take me back with you. I said, I can't. The more I tried to reason with him, the more his eyes inflamed, the more the muscles and veins in his neck bulged, and the people around us got very quiet, and I realized I am dead. I was. He was getting totally out of control, and he was ready to do me serious harm. Suddenly, the little man that had been walking beside me appeared out of the jungle. And he stood right beside me. Now, this big guy could have destroyed both of us. I mean, this fellow couldn't have been 125, 30 pounds soaking wet. And he stood right beside me, and he looked up in this enormous man's eyes, pointed his finger, and very quietly said, go. And that enormous man, I could see his energy drain right into the ground, and he went about from here to that wall away, and he stood there snarling and spitting and foaming, but he couldn't come any closer. And this little fellow said, God told me you were in trouble and I came to get you out of here. Now you go. I went. I want you to know that I won an Olympic record nobody will know. But you're talking about a guy who went. I had no idea, and I don't know to this day whether he was an angel or a person, but I do know one thing. It took me 20 years to figure it out. I saw spiritual authority. He reduced a man in rage with one word. Go. Go.